This is the Perfectionism Sessions by Natalie Liu for Baggage Reclaim. You're listening to Session 8. There is this idea held by many people who struggle with loving themselves and their identities that if you accept yourself, you'll be complacent. You won't want to evolve, you won't want to grow, or even change where necessary. This is BS. Insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results, and then doing it again. People pleasers, perfectionists, and overthinkers who often openly admit to not liking and loving themselves, or who do like themselves when the going is good, but then remove their support when it's not, yes, that's called conditional love, morph, adapt, twist, contort, and act like human transformers to accommodate what they think others want. This distorted thinking causes them to come from a place of non-acceptance. Rejecting you in whatever form that takes isn't going to inspire you to become a better person. If being hard on you and pushing you to be perfect to avoid, you know, mediocrity was the way, it would have worked by now. You're using a hammer where you need a hug. Do you know when you become complacent? When you have no self-esteem left to grow with? When you're doing all of this stuff and it doesn't even begin to touch the sides of your pain, loneliness, or sense of enoughness? And it's not unusual to experience utter despair and to shut down. If you're waiting for that point where you hate yourself so much that you feel inspired, please don't. All it's going to do is make you curl into a ball or latch onto the nearest shady person to try to raise your self-worth. Accept who you are now, wholly and fully. This doesn't mean that you cannot evolve and address any areas of work, but know and accept you. Get to know and accept you. Work towards it. Make it a work in progress. I've made a lot of changes in my life. And you know what? It's not because I was a terrible person. And it's not as if I needed to make me a better person. I accepted who I was at that time, including my past, my strengths, my weaknesses, my mistakes, and essentially who I was. And I sought to have a better life. I made these changes because of the unhappiness in my life and because I wasn't happy with that unhappiness. But the truth is, I didn't change when I was at my most miserable or when I disliked myself the most. I changed when I stopped judging and punishing me and instead accepted who I was and started taking care of what that was. Complacency actually comes in more than one guise, i.e. it's not always about being smug about yourself and not opening you up to any self-evaluation or change. If you hang on to this idea that you're not good enough or lovable, that it's too late, etc., that is what complacency looks like. It's the lazy option because the alternative is action. Sticking with the former way of thinking will limit you and keep you in an uncomfortable comfort zone. If you have low self-esteem and you keep judging you, ruminating, running you down and not challenging it, and essentially defaulting to a line of thinking and behavior that dislikes you and blames you, that is what complacency looks like. Accepting who you are is not about being complacent. It is about appreciation. Acknowledgement, love, care, trust, and respect of who you are as a person now. It's about being honest about your strengths and weaknesses and learning as you go so that you can grow and evolve. There is no growth in lying to yourself, in BSing yourself about who you are and what you're about. Rejection starts at home. Hence, if you want to reduce the amount of rejection in your life, you can start by not rejecting you first. Stop judging you and start working on how you can be happy in your own skin right now and what you can do to continue improving your life. Remember also that it is difficult to change if you don't accept who you are in the first place, and who you are is not the same awful person, so you must start to appreciate you and appreciate your life.